Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Genius inventions worth waiting for. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Daniel Wilson, who has a PhD in robotics from Carnegie Mellon University, got to thinking recently about devices he'd like to see invented. He's published a list of 10 genius inventions on popularmechanics.com. Wilson isn't letting realism get in his way, but he would like to see a device for making reality a little nicer. Wilson envisions eyeglasses that would combine sights and sounds of the real world with virtual information.
The first time I saw this was at when I was at Carnegie Mellon. I saw some work that Jay Yang did, and he had this camera that he could hold up, and it would analyze an image of whatever he was looking at, and it would look for street signs, and then if the street signs were in a different language, it would translate them for you. And it was a really cool little gizmo, and it was all the processing was put onto a microprocessor that was stuck right into the camera, so it was doing this, you know, fast. And I was thinking, wow, if I had this camera as a pair of glasses and this thing could find all these billboards and advertisements, it could just blank them out and I would never have to look at advertisements again. Or better yet, it could put anything it wanted there. It could put pictures of my family there or something. Then I started thinking about, what if you could put a pair of glasses on your kids that would make the world PG-13? And I mean, no matter what they see, right? And, you know, I don't particularly see that as a good thing. Nonetheless, interesting to think about.
Next up on Wilson's list of genius inventions we're still waiting for, a life simulator. If supercomputers can simulate and predict outcomes of battles, why not use them to help individuals make choices?
You can see people going in, renting a couple hours of supercomputer time when they have a big decision. Should I, marry this girl? Should I take this job or that job? And then just running it through and getting some kind of, you know, idea of what might happen. But it would be an interesting experience.
So too would living in a house full of furniture and appliances that could walk. Wilson, who's trained in robotics, sees great possibilities in attaching robotic legs to household objects.
If you had furniture that was legged, what would your environment look like? Where would you live? And we realized you would only need two rooms in your house. You'd need one room to store all your crazy legged beds and microwaves and televisions and everything else. And then you need another room that could constantly be shifting to become whichever room you really needed. So if you needed a study, then your desk would walk in and a chair would walk in for you to sit on, and you'd use the room as a study. And then as soon as you needed to watch TV or cook or whatever, you'd have the various implements walk in. And this just seems so hilarious and interesting and actually sort of technically plausible.
A force field for repelling bugs also seems plausible to Wilson.
Bug zappers do attract certain types of insects, but they just kill them all. They kill the good ones with the bad ones. And they're really not that effective at getting rid of the ones we don't want around. If we could get rid of mosquito bites, millions of people would be healthier. But also, there's just the personal aspect of the insect force field, where you realize if you really, really could imagine a world where you had no insects within a certain radius of yourself, just picture going into the woods, you know? Just picture laying out in the grass and, you know, throwing a candy bar down and coming back for it later. And, you know, it's still there. It's just fine. Sleeping without a tent, you know, if it's nice outside. This would be like the Garden of Eden.
Daniel Wilson is author of several books on robotics and writes for Popular Mechanics. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.